This is the Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
There's the skip that is the cue for another Patriots.com Roster Report podcast. Friday, December 23rd, holiday season in full gear. Christmas Eve Patriots-Dolphins matchup just a day away. Paul Perillo alongside me, Andy Hart, for another rundown of the recent moves Bill Belichick has made as he continues to tinker his roster for the team that's poised to take over the number one seed in the American Football Conference, potentially have first home field advantage.
What do you get the team that has everything, Andy? The number one seed, you know, one win.
A defense?
Well, I don't know. They haven't hurt them so far. Number one seed.
Maybe they'd be the best record in all of football if they had a defense. But the Packers could say, you know, if they had a defense, they'd still be undefeated, Maybelline. Anyway, we're going to go through some of the moves at the bottom of the roster yet again, although one of the moves is unfortunate and near the top of the roster. And the biggest move this week was the fact that Andre Carter reportedly tore his quad in the win in Denver. Early on, we saw him go down and then get carted off and was placed on injured reserve on December 20th. Has undergone surgery. I would say his New England future and NFL future could both be in doubt. You know, he expressed the thought this offseason he thought his career might be over, but be interesting to see if he can make a comeback here after a major injury like this and surgery. Having a great season, 10 sacks for the Patriots, one of their more consistent players, one of the few players on the team that never left the field. So, Paul, obviously it's a blow to the defense, but how big a blow? Obviously it'll take a lot of guys, and I think, to fill his shoes, but what do you make of this loss at this point in the season?
It's a significant loss. There's no question about it. You're right. He's been the best defensive player, I think, on the entire team, certainly on a consistent basis. Been surprised with how effective he's been against the run. I knew he could get after the passer a little bit in situations. Wasn't necessarily sure that he could play the run as effectively as he has. He's been a three-down player. That's going to be a loss. And Belichick, answering your question during the course of the week, indicated that it would be a committee, because the way he answered you as to who would replace Carter would be depending on who the offense had on the field. Well, it didn't depend on who the offense had on the field if Carter was out there. So that tells me that he plans on mixing and matching. You're going to see Mark Anderson. You're going to see probably Brandon Dederick, maybe Sean Ellis a little bit. Some of those guys. Ron Brace might get some more time inside, so someone else might be, you know. They're going to do some different things, and it's a tough loss. There's no question about it.
I know some people have kind of passed off the loss as, well, you're already the worst defense in football. How much worse can you get? Yeah, I don't think you want the answer to that,
and
really.
And I've been one of those guys, in all fairness. I've said that I'd rather have a significant loss on defense than offense, because you're already not playing at a passable level on that side of the ball. If you slip on offense, I think it would be a much bigger deal.
Other moves I'm going to go over, because we actually have 2 weeks of transactions to go over. We did not have a roster report last week as the team traveled to Denver on Friday and we were without personnel to do one. So I will start. I'm going to go all the way back to December 7th and just run through these real quickly. December 7th, Doran Dickerson was added to the practice squad. December 10th, Eric Moore was signed. Old friend, was here last year, made some plays.
Don't get reattached.
Yeah, don't get too attached to him. December 10th, also, Malcolm Williams was signed to the practice squad. December 10th, Jermaine Cunningham went on injured reserve. So if you missed Jermaine Cunningham, I don't know why you would. He's been pretty much a disappearing act all season, but he is now officially gone. He's on IR.
It's another one of those tonality
issues. December 10th, the team released Sterling Moore. December 14th, the team signed Sterling Moore to the practice squad. December 15th, Malcolm Williams was released. December 17th, Ross Ventrone was signed to the practice squad. We already went over Carter. December 20th, that same day, they signed defensive lineman Cedric McKinley to the practice squad. He is a first-year player, former undrafted player out of Minnesota. I think he's about 6'6", 282. Played with the Vikings practice squad for a little bit. Certainly a depth guy at this point. They also released Eric Moore. And then December 21st, signed veteran safety Vincent Fuller. most notably with the Titans earlier this year, was with the Lions, was on IR with an elbow injury for them, came off IR, was released off of IR, became available, Patriots signed him. He has been limited this week in the practice field with the elbow issue, so not sure where that stands. But he's a guy that's played in, you know, 70-plus NFL games over 6-plus seasons and has 6 interceptions, only 5 starts, but 6 interceptions, 4 of which returned for touchdowns, Paul Perillo. Any hope that a veteran like Vincent Fuller could come in here and be somewhat of an impact player, make some plays more so than Matthew Slater or any of the long yes. line of guys that have been out there?
Yes, I think there is. I think if you framing it the way you just put it, more so than, you know, James Ahedebo and Sergio Brown and Matthew Slater.
I'm not looking for, you know, Pro Bowl talent. I'm looking yes. for one play or a few handful
I actually
plays.
Think that tomorrow when we take the field against the Miami Dolphins, there's a very good chance that you see Vincent Fuller, if not in the starting lineup, as part of the regular rotation on defense. I think that's what we're seeing the last month and a half, is Bill Belichick constantly searching for answers. He can't find them. I mean, he's gone from, Ahedebo and Sterling Moore. Then Moore was out of there, and, you know, Nate Jones got a chance, and Phillip Adams got a chance, and Matthew Slater got a chance. And I think it's Vincent Fuller's chance. I think he'll be out there. I think Patrick Chung is probably going to play in this game. I know you haven't gotten to the injury report portion of this podcast yet, but I think you'll see some of Vincent Fuller. He's a veteran who's been around. I don't know how good he is. I don't know what he has left. I don't know how healthy he is. But I do think he'll get a chance, and I'd rather have that chance than, say, relying on Matthew Slater and Sergio Brown.
While I enjoy spinning the positive here, and I think 4 touchdowns and 6 interceptions is pretty impressive, take it with a grain of salt. This is a guy that started 5 games over 7 seasons. You know, he's played in
Correct.
76, I believe, but 5 starts. So, you know, let's pump the brakes a little. He can help you. I think he can. But
like you
I'm not
said,
sure
it's not Ronnie Lott. They're not
a difference maker.
It's not that kind of a guy.
A difference maker could be, as you mentioned, Patrick Chung has practiced this week, was in the locker room talking, still listed as limited, but I think most people assume he's going to return to the game field on Saturday against the Dolphins. How big an impact do you think he can have on this defense down the stretch here and into January?
Well, they need him. You know, listen, he's, I think that when he's the best of a bad lot here, and I think at some point, he sort of becomes a little bit better in our minds than he really is. But compared to the guys that have been out there playing, he is a significant upgrade.
Right.
And if he's healthy, I think he's an active guy who I think he's better around the line of scrimmage than where they really had their problems, and that's in the pass defense, the traditional safety role. But he's going to help. He absolutely is. He's got to help. Him and Brandon Spikes, they need back, I think, even though I don't think either one of them will be confused with Ray Lewis and Ronnie Lott. They need better players out there, and those guys are better players than are replacing them.
Staying objective, spinning the positive with the negative. The positive is, yes, you're getting two guys who have young legs, the potential to be playmakers, can be impact guys, could help you, Patrick Chung, this week against Reggie Bush. You know, a run defense that's been a little shaky for 2 weeks. Reggie Bush had 200 yards last week. Patrick Chung can help you there, can help you into the postseason. The flip side of that is you're playing the Miami Dolphins. Last time you played the Miami Dolphins was on opening night. You gave up 420 yards passing. Patrick Chung was on the field that night. Am I correct? So let's just take it all with a grain of salt. It's better to have Patrick Chung on the field than Sterling Moore, than
just keep
Matthew
on my
Slater.
Parade.
But pros and cons, there are both, and we will always cover them here on the Roster Report and on everything we do on Patriots.com. Brandon Spikes, it looks like, will be a little bit longer before he returns, and I am concerned about that. Did not practice yesterday, popped his head out of the training room, still had his pajama pants on, was clearly getting work done on the right leg, right knee, had it pulled up to his groin area, and I am concerned that he's a guy at his best. Generally takes him 2 or 3 games to get to his best. An instinctive player, I think he needs to get into the mix of the game speed. Do you think he can miss the rest of the regular season and still be an impact player in the postseason on some of those run blitzes and things that he has shown he can play?
Yeah,
well,
I know what you mean. And, yeah, I want him to be out there in the regular season, so it's not the first time back. But whatever it has to be, I mean, you have to live with. I do think he can be effective. Would it be better if he were able to play 50, 60 snaps before the playoffs? Absolutely.
Because obviously I asked
because that's that kind of player. You're
but
right.
Even more so, what happened last year?
He that first game was the Jets game, and he did not play well in that game. Absolutely.
Yes, so we have a track record there of him hurting your defense more than helping it.
And just to remind the listeners, he had the situation with the suspension at the end of the regular season, missed the last four games, returned for the Jets playoff game, and my lasting impression of that game is Gerard Mayo looking at him with his palms raised in the air as if to say, what are you doing?
Right. And, or as they say on Twitter, WTF.
Correct.
So, yes, it's otherwise Patriots have a ton of guys that are limited. I don't think there's a ton of concern on a lot of those guys. Some guy, you know, Aaron Hernandez missed a day this week, was not injury related. Looks like Dan Conley getting back more into full health. Danny Woodhead was on there for a little bit, not as big an issue. So, you know, they have a ton of guys that are limited. I wouldn't consider any of them to be major issues. Even Deion Branch seems like he's confident that he can be a part of this postseason offense, this postseason mix. And the final note here on the Patriots.com roster report podcast, one open roster spot remains. Probably just a promotion again from the practice squad, I would assume. But right now, Patriots have 52 players. Probably will make that move in advance of Saturday's game against the Dolphins. And you'll have a 53rd player to talk about, and we'll talk about him next week.
Yeah, Markell Carter seems to be the guy everybody is clamoring for. I have, you know, I think if they were going to do that, they had a couple of opportunities to do that previously. I'm not sure who it's going to be.
We'll see. Maybe it could be McKinley. Short week here. Maybe he gets bumped up. Who knows? Could be anybody. But we'll talk about it next Friday when we're back here with another Patriots.com Roster Report podcast. I want to wish everybody happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, happy holidays. Enjoy the Patriots-Dolphins matchup, and then enjoy your Christmas Eve. The best present would obviously be a blowout victory of the Dolphins and Matt Moore. Correct, Paul?
That would be correct, Andy.
Because as everybody else in the AFC loses, the Texans, the Steelers, the Ravens, if the Patriots keep winning, it will be a very enjoyable last couple weeks of December. More so than just the gifts under the tree. The Patriots are the gift that keeps on giving well into January.
And this is the ending that just won't end.
Nattos and roasting and all of the Christmas music. Until next week, peace out. The glories of Christmas is long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoe.
This is Patriots Hall of Famer Steve Nelson. Download the podcast now.